Hello and welcome to the Fiercely Independent Podcast, where I talk about independent art, creation, and the DIY mindset. I'm your host, CJ Vickery. Thanks for tuning in. In today's episode, we're going to talk about what it takes to get out of a creative rut, setting a challenge for yourself, figuring out who you really are, and essentially creative rebirth. So I was scrolling through Facebook a couple of days ago, and I noticed on my memories that Facebook so often shares that 5 years ago, I embarked on a challenge to myself, partially to see what I could do, partially to get myself out of a rut. It was a challenge to record an entire album, start to finish, in 3 days. And to date, it's one of the most satisfying creative enterprises I've engaged in, one of the works I'm most proud of thus far in my life, and I think something I look back to every time I need to remind myself what I'm capable of and what good setting a deadline for yourself can do, and just setting the bar incredibly high and seeing how close you can get. So, to roll it back, 5 years ago, this was 2013, I was 21, I had just graduated from college, and I was living down in Wilmington still, working two jobs for not enough money, subleasing a room in an apartment, sleeping on an air mattress, and wondering how it was I was going to achieve anywhere close to the lofty dreams that I had held for myself. And my goals at that point had definitely shifted over to film and television. I was working at a news station. They still very much lie in film and television and animation. However, I've been a musician for, maybe going on something like 14 or 15 years now. And I played in a band all through college and high school. But I always had my own music. I always created my own music. It was something that, for me, the recording itself was fun, the writing was fun, the performance was fun, and I just liked being able to create something from start to finish. And I went through all of my college career. I recorded a couple of EPs with some people, recorded on some people's projects, and never really found a way to hit the finish line with an album. And that was frustrating. I probably recorded enough material for 3 individual albums over the course of my college career, none of which coalesced into a finished product. Either there were certain songs or certain parts of the album that just never came together, or performances just weren't, I couldn't perform the pieces I had written to a satisfying degree. Whatever the case may have been, these were unfinished projects. They were things that I would show to friends, but never really published past that. And laboring for that long without any kind of payoff was frustrating, and it was putting me in a rut. And film was something that had grown increasingly frustrating without the backup of college clubs and eager students and peers who would gladly give up hours of time for free in order to make a project happen. Since that was now in short supply, the music was something I could do entirely on my own. It was something I had complete control over. And so it was an attractive thing to come back to. I had been writing differently than I ever wrote in the past. I would generally get in, since the recording aspect was so interesting to me, I would start placing in MIDI drum tracks and writing those out, and then laying down bass or guitar lines and getting riffs together and kind of piecing songs together in that sense. But this new set of music, I just found myself jamming on the acoustic and playing until it felt right. And didn't commit any of it to actually didn't commit any of it to a recording until I had decided I was actually going to just take this time out of my schedule and just go take a studio booking and just record it. That was different and incredibly satisfying in its own right because the music felt much more organic. It was something that I was waiting until it became fully formed in my head, and I had tons of ideas buzzing, and I wasn't just acting on the first idea that came to me and getting stuck. And so that mindset of having this music that was buzzing around my fingers and in my head, alongside needing to just get something done, I decided to set this incredibly high bar for myself. And so it was late June, and I knew that back home at my parents' house, where most of my nice studio equipment was still set up at the time, I knew that they were going to be out of town. They would probably need someone to watch the dogs while they were out for a long weekend. I would have all of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to work. I would have off from work those days. And I volunteered to come back, watch the dogs, and sequestered myself in my studio. And I had kind of laid out some basic ideas of, all right, here's the basic structure of the songs, here's the basic structure of the album, how I want it to flow. I knew I wanted to do something a little bit more progressive rock along the lines of Uriah Heep or Pink Floyd or Deep Purple. And I knew that I had some longer songs planned in there, so even though it would only be 7 songs, it would be a full-length album. I think, really, aside from just having the music that I had been jamming on by myself and having some vague notion of what I wanted it to be about, there wasn't much more that was fully fledged. I was really going to discover it through the process. And I locked into this idea of artistic rebirth. And called upon some maybe on the nose biblical imagery of the 3 days of the resurrection and so on and so forth. I think that's just powerful imagery to call upon because it's so allegorical and storied. But just generally approaching this from, I had to break free from my rut. I had to prove to myself that I could finish something, get it out there and make it real, tangible out there in the world and show people what I could do. And I came home the first day, I came home Thursday night and had set up the studio and was ready to go. And I got to bed early. I tend to be a night owl and would generally just work straight through the night on things. But this time I was going to be more methodical. I was going to plan it. I wasn't going to work myself until I was completely empty and then just try and catch up until I was rested enough to go again. I wanted to pre-plan when I was going to have enough energy to do stuff. So I got to bed at like 10 and I woke up at, 7 or 8 the next morning. And I started just laying in scratch tracks. These were all riffs that I had been jamming on for a while. All things that I knew generally how I wanted them to lay out structure-wise and just started placing the pieces together. The more jam-oriented tracks, the more vamp-oriented tracks were things that I would just kind of let happen organically later. But the tracks that I knew had a solid structure, I just dove right into. And so I laid down guitar tracks first. I think the first half of the day just dialing in tones, finding guitar sounds that sounded right to me, that sounded like the people I wanted to emulate and really call back to, pay homage to. And then halfway through Friday, I started laying down tracks. All of a sudden, this was something that was starting to become real. A lot of times when I would write, I would get the riff out and it would sound all right. I would do a serviceable performance, but then came the now what question. You've got a cool riff, you've got a decent performance, now what? And in this case, that didn't happen. I had been jamming on this material for so long that it just was pouring out of me almost faster than I could record it. And so I would lay down a guitar track, and then I would hard pan it and get in and do another guitar track and layer that in, find a different guitar tone and add some textural elements, hop on the bass and start filling that stuff in, get the basic MIDI loops that I wanted for drums in, and then start tweaking those, and then start laying in keys. And I had never played keyboards before. I'm not really a proficient keyboard player. I can learn bits and bobs for the music that I write well enough to play at the time that I need to play it and promptly forget it 5 minutes later. But I just was learning these chords and progressions long enough to just get something in there because the tonal quality was what I needed. By the time I hit Saturday evening, I had laid out the instrumental tracks for all seven songs. And there were these very complete foundations upon which this album was going to build. And it was so interesting because I was there on Friday and no one else was. I was watching our dogs. And on Friday, there was a horrific storm. And it was just, everything was just kind of locked away, and the dogs were hiding with me in my room despite the loud music. Saturday, still rainy and awful and gross. And I was up at 7 and going to bed at 10 and pausing for 30 minutes at a time to cook and feed myself. And then I would get right back to it. And there was this progression from seeing that awful weather come through and that really dark and stormy night kind of thing. And then moving into the clearer Sunday. And by the time I got into Sunday, I was ready to just start doing vocals. So I took the morning to just warm up vocals, write lyrics. I didn't have really any lyrics at all up until that point. And I'm writing the lyrics for the songs as I'm recording them. Just kind of writing stuff down and really searching deep for the imagery that was resonating with me while I was listening to the tracks playback and looking for mistakes. And I took that morning to lay down guitar solos because I could do that while my voice was warming up. And it was this really profound thing. About halfway through the afternoon on Sunday, I was very close to the end. I was laying down some final guitar solos and some final vocals. And a good friend of mine came to visit. He was just, we were off for you know before jobs had kicked in and all that, and he came to visit, and he was just coming, and I had awoken from this reverie of creative euphoria, creative flow, and I'm showing him this stuff, and he wound up, we barely talked, he just wound up sitting in my room with me while I was recording this stuff and just kind of watching. And it was this profound moment of, like, there were no words needed to be spoken. It was all coming out in the music. And by the end of that night, I think I went till maybe midnight that night because I had to get the vocals together before I went back to Wilmington. But it was done. It was a completed album. From start to finish, I had recorded all of the pieces. I had written, you know, a lot of the album that hadn't been written already. You know, the riffs and the progressions were decently in place, but this was something that had to kind of come together on its own. And then I was just looking at it, and it was like, whoa, I have to finish this now. It's all there. And I put it on a laptop that I could bring back with me and took the week to master it. And it was a really refreshing experience to see that time just take 3 days. You have 3 days to finish this, to make it from start to finish. And this doesn't work for every enterprise. You can't make a film in 3 days or an animated film in 3 days unless it's very short. Making a full album is still pretty crazy, but it's a luxury that format can kind of abide. it's so, when I come back and I listen to it, it's so cohesive. I think because I took 3 days, there was no time to second guess or let the tone take different directions based on what I was listening to or whatever was inspiring me at that moment. It's an incredibly cohesive project because it's all the product of one state of mind. And it tells a very coherent story because of the fact that it was this rise from the ashes for me, more for myself than anyone else. And I finished it and I posted it a week later, and I got some hits, and then a couple of years later I put it on Spotify and on iTunes, and it didn't do much. It really didn't get a lot of traction, doesn't have a ton of listens. I'm revisiting it now and trying to boost it because I'm still very proud of it. It's very much a piece of work that holds up to me. But it's so interesting that even though it was a failure, I guess, in terms of getting out there and making a name for myself musically and promoting it, it's, to me, it proves a lot to myself. And everyone that's listened to it has given me very positive feedback, which is awesome. And I'm incredibly grateful for that. I would have loved if it would have been this like smash success and it had been shared and people would have liked it. I sent it to some music review sites. Nothing happened. Partially probably because I had no idea what I was doing. That probably a lot of it due to that. But it didn't have to be successful in that way in order for it to be fulfilling to me. And while I think you have to balance that, as an artist, you need some stuff to be commercially viable and socially successful and shared and kind of hit it big. Not all of it has to be that. And certainly if you're just doing it for yourself, then it's really just a matter of what speaks to you. And that's really what this was. And so 5 years looking back on it and that process, I wish I had looked back on it sooner, because now it makes me look at it and go, I want to do it again. I want to see if I can match that one more time, maybe infinite more times into the future. Take a crazy chance, I guess, and try something that you think is probably impossible. Make a sprint, carve out just some crazy amount of time. Make sure you get a healthy amount of sleep and feed yourself and all that. But be intentional about it and really kind of see what comes of it. Keep an eye out, because if I do it again, hopefully more people will be around to listen. Thank you for tuning in to the Fiercely Independent Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, CJ Vickery. You can find us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of the normal channels. You can also find my personal social media accounts in the show notes. Please be sure to follow us on our website, fiercelyindependentpodcast.com, to keep an eye out for transcriptions, more episodes, and episode artwork. I really enjoyed having you listen for this episode and hopefully many more to come. Please don't hesitate to drop a line, send us an email, reach out over social media. I'll try to do my best to stay as in touch as I can. But that's all for today. I'll see you in the next episode.